Hi, I'm Sadie Abair, and you're listening to the 12 Westerns podcast. You're about to hear Travis's weekly live update for the 12 Westerns. This is the audio from the video update posted on Facebook.
Hey there, I'm back with another live weekly update on the 12 Westerns. I'm just tuning in a little early so that I can share this video, let more people see it. If you tune in, please let me know how you're doing. I'd love to hear what's going on with you wherever you're tuning in from. Ernest, thanks for watching. I appreciate it. Thanks for all the help, man. I appreciate your support of the 12 Westerns. Christina Bentley, thanks for watching. Larry Judkins, Joe G. Brown, hope you're doing well. Hope everyone's doing well in the different parts of the country. Carol, thanks for all your help with location scouting, location research. Joe Peavy, appreciate you watching, bud. Hope you're doing okay on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Jim, thank you for the help, man. Hope you're doing okay in California. I look forward to seeing you soon. Tim Holloway, good morning. Mary Ann, hope you're doing well in Florida. Chris Fricke, my lead actress for Turn and Burn. Hope you're doing okay in Louisiana, staying safe. Laura Hunt, Kim Alexander, hope you're doing all right. All right, I need to share this so I can get started. I encourage you to share it as well if you can. Then more people will see it. Just hit that share button. Ernest says the beard's looking good. Yeah, it's getting a little thick, but I might shave it after my next role. We'll see. Beverly, thanks for watching. Lee Cannon, good morning to you. I hope you're doing well. Staying busy out there, hopefully. Looking forward to coming back to the Southeast and making more movies. Should be fun. All right, let's see. We are going to get started in just a bit with this week's update on the 12 Westerns. First thing I want to say is that this has been the best week I think that we've ever had in terms of donations, which amazes me. You know, as we all know, the economy's down, people are unemployed. Somehow this week, the last 7 days, we've received more donations consistently than we've ever received. So that's just super cool. I'm very thankful for that. Obviously, things come in waves, but right now is a time where the 12 Westerns really need those donations. So they came at the right time. The thing that perplexes me is that I can get people to donate $100, but I can't get them to donate $5. I don't think a single person, maybe one or two, have donated $5, but consistently we're getting $100 donations. You know, if thousands of people donated $5, that would be amazing. So keep that in mind. If you've only got $5 to donate, then that still helps an incredible amount, because everything adds up over time. You know, we don't just need those $100 donations, we need the small ones too, because small is not small to us. So I'm going to get started on new updates for the 12 Westerns here in just a second. Tony, if you're still watching, thanks for tuning in. Shannon Williams, Jazz, Wendy, all thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you watching this week's live update on the 12 Westerns. So I'm going to talk about these films one at a time in chronological order, starting with the first one we made back in January. Real quick, I'm here at the Lonesome Coconut Ranch, north of Benson, Arizona. I'm not in the tree today. I decided to switch it up and shoot the property from a different angle again. Carol says, I'll donate $10 again. Well, Carol, you don't need to donate. You've already given so much. It's just a message out there for people to think about that, you know, $5 is not too little. It helps a huge amount. Okay, so Bastards Crossing, the first of the 12 Westerns, continues to move along in post-production. I wanted to give a shout out to our composer, Christopher Hart, who's doing a great job with his pieces for the film. As the sound editor and mixer, I'm loving working with his music, and it's making the film better and better. So I actually just am exporting the draft 2 of the sound mix for the first 12 minutes of the movie. Sound is really tough. You know, there's so many elements to it, cleaning it up, adding what's called tone to even it out. You know, if you point a mic this direction and you point a mic that direction, you're going to get totally different sound. The birds are going to sound different. The traffic's going to sound different. The air ambience is going to sound different. So evening that out is really difficult. And so that's what I'm working on right now. And it's getting better and better. Sending it to my team, who are providing some great notes for me to keep improving. And then I'm just going to keep moving on until we have a good sounding and a good looking movie. You know, I would be brainstorming film festivals to submit Bastards to. I think the movie will probably be done sometime in June, hopefully. I would be brainstorming that, but right now, who knows what festivals are actually going to happen? You know, that's total a mystery with the coronavirus. And I don't even know by January what it's going to look like to do movie premieres. You know, I really think that we will probably be back to a normal kind of life, but you never know. So what do you all think? I'm curious if you think that by January, if we'll be able to do the first movie premiere of the 12 Westerns. Curious to hear your thoughts on that, if you'd like to share. Real quick, I'm going to thank Diane for watching and my dad, Ron Mills, for watching. Thanks, Dad. Hope you guys are safe in Colorado and doing well. Lori Fish just tuned in. I appreciate you watching as well. And Bess Combs. All right, so we're going to move on to the second of 12 Westerns, Texas Red. More than half of Texas Red is now what's called picture locked, which means that we're, you know, pretty much done with the editing phase, the cutting phase of it. Now moving on to sound and color and all of that. Tony Pelham, the editor for that film, is just doing a fantastic job. It's coming together so quickly. I delivered my notes for the second half of the film yesterday, and really proud of this movie. I think it's a powerful story, and I hope that it really makes people think, it moves them, and all of that, and of course entertains them. And I think it will do all three of those things together, which is the ideal situation. We have hired Beretta Simmons, who recorded sound during production, to do the post sound. This will be his first time doing post sound, but he's a very dedicated individual. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes up with. We just got him all of those files. So I'm excited to see the sound get cleaned up and improve for that movie. She was the deputy's wife. I got a lot of good feedback on the highlight reel, which is kind of like a trailer I cut for distributors. I'm anxious to see this movie start to come together more and more in post-production. I haven't seen anything yet, but Tony will be cutting this one next. So we'll see what happens with that. Moving on, Counting Bullets. So Counting Bullets is the next Western we're going to make. And it's a very simple film being made with a super small cast. We announced the main actors this last Friday. There are two of these actors that I've never worked with before, so that's exciting. Michael Estridge out of California and Wayne Lundy out of here in Arizona. I've never worked with these guys, but they delivered really impressive auditions. And exciting. It's always exciting to work with someone new and see what they bring to the table. So that should be super cool. And then I've got a couple people that I have worked together, and it's also great to rely on those folks because you know what they can bring to the table. And that's Shannon Williams out of Florida will be traveling out for the movie, and John Charles Dixon out of Georgia will be traveling out for the film as well. So really excited to work with both those guys again. John Charles was in Bastards Crossing, and Shannon Williams was in Texas Red, and he was also in my movie Son of a Gun. So it's going to be super cool to bring those guys out here to Arizona. We're going to camp out for the entire making of the film, which will be different. I've always wanted to do something like that, but we'll be really living in the frontier. I even insisted on no RVs. I want tents only. I want a small footprint. We're going to have a tiny team, a tiny crew. We're talking like 3-4 people, maybe tops. So it's going to be really interesting. I'll be running the sound for the movie, the boom operator, and Jared will be running camera. And then a lot of the actors will be doing some behind the scenes work as well. And we told them that when offering them the roles, we said, hey, look, this is going to be a small crew and we're going to need your help, you know, moving things around, holding certain things, depending on the shot. So it's going to be an interesting film, but I like working with a small crew. So we'll see what happens. This whole week is going to be filled with a bunch of counting bullets related stuff. John Mars and I, now John is also on the cast. You all know that already. And he's my main collaborator on the film, writing the movie with me. He's done most of the work on the actual script, but we came up with a story together and he's producing the film. So we're doing a lot of work this week. On Wednesday, we'll be going to Phoenix. Today, I'm going to Tucson to help him revise the script. And then tomorrow, I'm meeting Jared at Harker's Old West Museum, where we'll be shooting one day, and we're going to go to the Dragoons. So it's just full of work. And a week from tomorrow, I'm going to start camping. I'm going to go out there early and camp out and get things started out there, claim our stake. I'll take a quick break here and refer to these comments. Beverly, if you're still watching, I appreciate you tuning in. Lee Cannon says, are you going to have any outtakes? Nothing ever went wrong. Yeah, I'm sure we'll have some outtakes from those movies, absolutely. They outtakes are not always the funniest. Some of them you have to put aside. But we definitely, you know, with Texas Red, when the horses went through the water, we were actually able to work that into the cut, and it works amazingly well. Elizabeth, thanks for watching. Nathaniel, thanks for watching. Jerry, thanks for tuning in. Ernest says, is the Academy allowing streaming movies over Netflix award eligible? Yes, this year only the Academy Awards is considering VOD releases, like a movie that is released only on VOD, not in the theaters, to be eligible for the Academy Awards. Melanie, thanks for tuning in. Destiny, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you guys watching. All right, I'm going to move on to the other films in this 12 Westerns project. So, as I mentioned the last couple weeks, I had some big decisions to make about scheduling with how things have changed from COVID. And here's what's going on. Guide to Gunfighters of the Wild West, which we were going to originally make in April, and production got delayed because of all this craziness. Well, now we are going to start filming this movie in June, June 16th, and we're going to go 3 weeks as we were originally, and we're going to go into July to finish it up. So what was originally the fourth of the 12 Westerns, I think will be, by my count, the sixth. I'm really excited to get back to work on this film. Yes, it's going to be very hot working in June. We're going to, you know, have to start in the early morning and take lots of breaks and stay super hydrated and have fans and really watch people to make sure that they don't get overheated. But yeah, it's going to be quite an experience, but I'm excited to have new dates and to get back to it because, as I said, we need a plan. And it's important, even in these uncertain times, to have some kind of plan moving forward. Speaking of that, you know, the movie I was originally going to make in June was Heart of the Gun. I was going to do this kind of near Payson, Arizona, at a place called Tilting H Ranch. Well, this film is getting majorly rescheduled. I am moving it to December. It is now going to be the last of the 12 Westerns. And talking to a lot of the team for this film, this may be a blessing in disguise. One, Heart of the Gun is probably the film, the script that matters most to me, that's the most personal script of all of the 12 Westerns. And it's also, I think, going to be the most ambitious in many ways. We're trying to get some Hollywood actors to be in it. You know, we already have Mitchell Ryan signed up. We're looking at a couple others. So in some ways, this will be the biggest of the 12. And therefore, it's fitting for it to be the last. It's the one that my heart is most in, no pun intended. So I think it makes sense for it to be the last of the 12 Westerns. So that was a really tough decision. But I talked to my investors, I talked to my actors and my team members, and in the end, it made sense to move it to December. I was unsure whether we were going to be able to still shoot at Tilting H Ranch, but I talked to Pete over there, and it sounds like that's going to work out too. And he even said, maybe this is for the best. So we're moving that film to the end of the year, and that doesn't mean that work is stopped on it. I've got, you know, 5, 6, 7 tasks to accomplish today on that movie. So really looking forward to continuing work on Heart of the Gun and aiming for it to be the last of the 12 Westerns. Real quick, I'll refer to a couple comments. Shannon says, I hope you got my fall on Texas Red. Yeah, we got some really good stuff. Absolutely. Your scenes are looking really well. You know, before John Mars and I cast you in Counting Bullets, Shannon, I showed him some of the scenes from Texas Red, and he said that only confirms his suspicions that you should play Mumford. He already felt good about you playing Mumford, and that just solidified things as he really liked what he was seeing. Brandon says, adapt and overcome. That's right. You just got to stay flexible and adapt to these circumstances and keep moving forward. My mom, thanks for tuning in and watching. I appreciate it. Destiny says, I enjoy following your films. Keep up the great work. You're doing a fantastic job. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Destiny. It's a lot of fun making movies. It's also a lot of hard work, but that's what it's all about. And we're still getting things done. Nothing has stopped us. Katie Murphy, Nick Murphy, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Melanie says, I'm enjoying all the still shots. Yeah, we're releasing some really cool stuff, I think. Gavin says, very pleased to hear about the rescheduling of Heart of the Gun. Thank you, Gavin. Looking forward to seeing you soon, man. Should be fun to have you out here in Arizona. All right, so I'm going to move on to the last of the few that I have to talk about now. Frontier, which I'm now calling The New Frontier. I finished a new rewrite for this film the other night, and I kind of came to an interesting crossroads with this project. You know, I originally wrote the script in 2014. I've been tweaking it ever since. It's gone through several different iterations. And the other night when I finished the most recent draft, which I think is the best so far, I kind of felt like, you know, I'm really not sure. I want to make this movie, but maybe it's not the right time to make it. Maybe I need to put it back on the shelf and replace it with something else. So I was really unsure. I sent it to three people, my collaborator Jared, who's going to shoot the movie, and then two actresses, one named Ellie Ringo and one named Jenna Corrali. And both of those actresses have kind of been reading the script and following along to see the progress of the film. And I said to them, I said, I'm at a crossroads with this. I don't know if it's the right time to make it. If we do, we're going to really have almost no budget. I mean, it's hard enough to get investment right now, period. And it's going to be really hard to get investment for a film, a Western that's super experimental, has some erotic content that's just kind of weird. You know, it's the weirdest of my 12 Westerns. So I told Jared and Jenna and Ellie, I said, you know, this is going to be really tough. It's going to be super small. It's going to be a tiny team. We're all just going to have to chip in and do the best we can with it. Should we make it? And Jenna's response was super encouraging. She said, you know, I think that things really clicked with this draft and you really found the right answers to all the questions that had not been answered in the story before. So she felt that absolutely we should make it. And I'm going to talk to Jared tomorrow about this and whether he wants to continue with it or not, and Ellie as well. So that was really encouraging to get from Jenna, especially after I felt so unsure the other night of what I should do. Real quick, I want to thank Emily, if you're still watching from Mississippi. I appreciate it. Hope you're doing well. Amber in Montana. I was just talking about Heart of the Gun and moving it to December. Amber's our lead actress for that film. Can't wait to work with her. Tony Gavin from the UK. Hope you're doing well, man. Lee Cannon says, how many horses are involved with Counting Bullets? We have 6 horses overall. Like, there's 6 main horses that are involved with Counting Bullets, and we may have about 8 total that are featured in the film. Should be a lot of fun. John Mars, my collaborator, knows a lot about horses. He's a great horse wrangler, and we're looking at getting our horses from this one place called Double R Ranch, and some from Karen Pendragon, who helped with ranch hands, and we'll be helping with Guide to Gunfighters as well. All right, so moving on, the Pearl Heart movie, The Woman Who Robbed the Stagecoach. I sent the script to Marina Khan, who's shooting Guide to Gunfighters. I'm going to try to convince her to stick around in Arizona and shoot this one as well, but have not heard back from her yet, so really hoping to do that. This may also be a super low-budget film, done very raw and gritty, but we'll see what happens. Honestly, I need to make some major progress on this one. It's just around the corner. Soon enough, it'll be July or August, and I'll need to shoot it. So, I need to hit the ground running on this movie, and hopefully that changes this week. Turn and Burn, our barrel racing movie. Some really exciting news for this one. I don't know if you're still watching Ernest Marsh, but your connection to this legendary barrel racer. So I'm talking to this legendary barrel racer via email. I've sent her the script about the film, and she says that she wants to be involved, which is super exciting because this woman is really well known in the barrel racing community, very well respected. So I can only hope that that goes through and that she might play a cameo in the movie. She might help as a technical advisor, all that kind of stuff. So stay tuned for that. I can't say your name yet. I want to wait until it's official, but really excited about this connection. And it's all thanks to our friend Ernest Marsh for chipping in and helping us connect to that new person. So thank you so much for that, Ernest. Moving on to the Natchez Trace movies. Let's just start calling this The Wilderness Road because that's the name of the script that I finished. Mario Matei, who shot my movie, She Was the Deputy's Wife, is reading the script right now. I followed up with him yesterday and said, hey man, you reading it? You digging it? He said he's really liking it so far. It's super dark, but he's into the story. He's going to finish it, and we're going to talk in the next few days. So I'm looking forward to that. He's definitely my top choice for the cinematographer on this film that we'll be shooting in Mississippi, but we might also do some filming in Louisiana and Tennessee, Kentucky maybe. So I'm kind of willing to go where the great locations are, as long as we're not just driving all over the place, but maybe we can be centered in a few different areas over the course of a few weeks. So I'm looking at those locations now. Lots of you provided some great feedback when I posted about finding a log cabin, and I'm doing research, and this week I'm going to be reaching out to some of those that I've not talked to, like Mile Branch Settlement in Louisiana, and saying, hey, are you folks gonna be up for this? Are you gonna welcome us, or are you not interested? You never know with locations. Some welcome you with open arms, and others are just like, well, it's gonna be $3,000 a day. And I say, yeah, that's, you know, a third of our budget. So we'll see what happens with that. I did cast two more actors in the film yesterday. Really excited about this group of actors. Here is my sort of casting strategy with The Wilderness Road. It's a big ensemble with, like, I think something like 50 speaking parts. It's a huge cast. And my goal is to cast the best actors in the Southeast that I've worked with. Basically an all-star team of the best actors, the best horsemen. So we have some really great, you know, horse riding in this film that looks impressive as hell. And living history performers who bring the authenticity and accuracy that we need, like William Moss, who I announced this past week, and John Spain. So I'm doing a combination of those three things. Great actors, great horsemen, and great living history performers. And my goal is to create an ensemble with those three and make this the strongest cast of any film I've ever made in Mississippi. So we'll see. I think it could be really cool, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it continues to come together. Real quick, before I sign off, I'll thank some people for watching. Daniel Porter, thanks for tuning in if you're still watching. Bruce Cohen says, hope to work on one of your projects one day. My friend John Perkins has told me about his experience on set. Well, Bruce, John is so cool to work with. I loved working with him on both Bastards Crossing and Texas Red, and I hope to get to work with him again as well. He even said he might come out to Arizona for one of these crazy movies out here. So I hope that we get to collaborate as well. That would be cool. Donovan, thanks for tuning in if you're still watching. Lynn says, hope I can help you film in East Tennessee. Lynn, I'm super open and interested in filming in Tennessee for this Wilderness Road Natchez Trace project. So, you know, it's all about finding enough reason to go there, whether it be talent, a bunch of locations, the community helping us out with places to stay. You know, if we get that kind of support, we can absolutely go to a place like East Tennessee and spend a week there filming. But we probably can't go there just to shoot one scene. You know, we got to find a bunch of reasons to move to that spot. Katie says, can't wait for you to come back to Mississippi. I know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm very happy to be here in Arizona still, although it's getting quite hot. But I'm happy to be here. And by the time I leave in August, I'll definitely be missing Mississippi quite a bit. Jerry McDonald says, Bone Tomahawk Producers. So the company that produced Bone Tomahawk, one of my favorite movies with Kurt Russell, and a bunch of other movies that I love, like Brawl and Cell Block 99 and Dragged Across Concrete, I've been in touch with them via email, and I've sent them several scripts because I knew that they were looking for a Western. And I sent them recently the Wilderness Road script. And it was cool because the guy that runs the company, or one of them, wrote me back. He had some great feedback. I mean, he clearly went in depth into the script. It's not right for them. He says it's too much of a sprawling story. What was cool is that he said that enlightened him about a time of in history that he knew nothing about, which I think is great because that could also be a reaction from the audience that sees that movie in the future, that they say, whoa, I had no idea this happened in America. So again, it's not right for him, but the fact that we're having a dialogue via email with my favorite company, my favorite production company and distribution company is huge. And I keep telling them, hey, look, hopefully one day we will collaborate. We will work together. And, you know, he kind of said, they're looking at making movies right now with the current circumstances in the $1 million range. And I just sent him an email back with trailers for Bastards Crossing, Texas Red, and she was the deputy's wife, and said, well, I would really like for you to see what I'm doing in the 50,000 or lower range. You know, we made Bastards Crossing for 20,000, we made Texas Red for under 40,000, and we made Deputy's Wife for around 50,000. And I'd like him to see the quality of that, so that he can see what we're capable of. You know, maybe he'll see that and say, wow, this person can do a whole heck of a lot with very little. Maybe we should work with him. We'll see. But again, the dialogue is what matters to me. All right. Gavin says, look forward to seeing y'all in just a week and a half. Absolutely. Kenneth, thanks for tuning in at the last second. So I always close these little video podcasts with a little note about what you're going to be seeing in terms of movie reviews tomorrow. This week, I looked at John Ford's Rio Grande, which is one of his three cavalry films. And obviously, I'm about to make my own cavalry movie. So I'm looking at these again. I'll probably be looking at She Wore a Yellow Ribbon before we start shooting. And so see my thoughts on John Ford's Rio Grande tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Arizona time. Some flies bugging me here. Anyway, this has been another great week talking with you all. I appreciate everybody tuning in, commenting. It's great to hear how you're doing, and thanks for hearing how I'm doing. Everyone here is staying super positive. We're getting things done. I didn't mention it, but we've been doing a lot of yard work at the Gammons Gulch movie set. I spent a couple hours lawn mowing the other day, and Joanne said that she was super impressed because I basically mowed the whole damn town. And yesterday we were pulling weeds like crazy, Anushka, John Mars, and I. So things are looking better and better there, and it's a good use of our time to get this set ready for when we start shooting Guide to Gunfighters there in June. Again, thank you so much, and I appreciate your time. I'll see you next Sunday.
This podcast was edited by myself, Sadie Abear, and features music by Raphael Crux. Please consider supporting this podcast with a small monthly donation. You can do so by going to anchor.fm/runningwildfilms and clicking the Support This Podcast button.